Hi everyone, and welcome to BS Reactor. We get our friends to chat with us about stuff we couldn't get other people in our lives to chat with us about. This time at the Reactor, we're just gonna rant about some stuff, but you'll hear more about that in just a moment. As always, we're gonna be using profanity and adult themes and probably some spoilers in the conversation. So if you're not into that kind of thing, tap stop before the music ends. When you can, let us know how we're doing on the show via our website or social media. It's always fun to get a little feedback. And thanks for listening. We really do appreciate you.
All right.
Win hey guys, whatever you want to do.
Welcome to BSR. I'm Malik, and I'm joined by
Isaac.
There we go. Yeah, same time, baby.
What? Stereo. Nah,
exactly.
Stereo.
How you guys doing? This is supposed to be my picks for the week. I'm kind of off movies at the current moment, and I'm out. Like, these motherfuckers are older than me, so they have a lot more movies in their
belt. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So.
All my movies suck, yo. Like the ones
don't
that.
Suck.
Nah, man. When I was in high school, I went on a hell of a movie kick where I went on, like, Amazon or I went on whatever movie platform I could, and I just start from the top. And I was like, let's just watch a movie. And I'll sit there, I'll watch like five movies, and I'm like, damn, that was bad. That was all right.
We did that, but UPN.
Yeah. Yes. But the thing is, it jaded me. Like, scary movies, which kind of pissed me off.
Uh-huh. No, I get that.
Like, scary movies were a lot more thrilling than, like, thrillers. But I just wanted to take a break. I don't know. Should I mention, like, our backfill?
I got a question for you.
Here, if you want
to. Get us in a good mood.
Hang on.
No, you got a good mood.
He's got his book open here.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Here, read it.
Okay, here. You want to read it? Pick one.
Just pick one.
Okay, guys. Hang on. I got a joke for you.
Behold the power of father jokes.
Yes.
How do you count a lot of cows?
How do you count a lot of cows?
With a calculator. Get this fucking book away from me.
Hey, what's Santa's favorite form of music?
Santa's? Yeah. Sleigh bells.
Rap.
What the fuck? That was the biggest fucking dad joke ever. Like, fuck. But no, hey guys. Like,
perfect.
Yeah, our backfield catalog's getting a little light, so
it is. I'm and like, we got two people out today. Evan's asleep probably at this point.
He's sick though.
Oh, he's sick.
And Jasmine's being a good kid, so she's
celebrating her mom's birthday.
Who celebrates their mother's birthday anymore, man? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. But that's okay though, because now that Jasmine isn't here, know what that means.
Dick jokes forever.
Dick jokes for the lot of you.
But so today I decided just to make like a cool list. Isaac produced majority of it. The dude is an aficionado.
Like a little backlog of warm-up questions in case I'm like brain dead or whatever. So you got a little peek at the
we're gonna scroll through that and like just get some conversation starters. If the conversations drag on, it's one of those episodes where we're just ramble
a little bit,
have a nice time, laugh. Hopefully we can, if you guys like this, we could do this a little bit more, maybe in between our themes or something like that.
This has been really good. If I was drinking,
where's your
beers in the crisper.
Half the time Pat is here, he's drinking a fucking rum and Coke. Like
half the time, 99% of the time,
they got rum.
Ooh, they do. Yeah. But do you have Coke?
Probably. Here.
I know you have Pepsi.
Pat, when eventually you get too bored to keep going and you want to drink that rum, be sure when you leave, you push the mic out of the way real fast so they can hear it, and then like make it sound like you're shambling towards the alcohol.
Nah, I'll just straight up say, fuck this, I'm getting drunk. But I will say, before you start your question, I do have one question for you.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
How much would you charge to be the shaker in a soaking session?
How much would I charge?
Yes.
You know, if you didn't preface it like that, I'd probably do it for free,
man.
Depending on the people.
If it, either I'm shaking or I'm soaking, like
No. Here's the thing. First of all,
or I'm the shaker or I'm the soaker.
Isaac, explain what soaking is.
I don't think I can.
No,
you can.
I'm the dude moving the bed.
You be the shaker, dude.
Okay.
So soaking is when a guy and
why
a girl,
would it not be called a shaking session?
Because it's not.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's not called shaking session because the soak is part of it. So the soak is when a woman and a man lay on top of each other with a penis and vagina and they don't move because
parental advisory.
Because they are, what's the word? Usually Mormons. That's against the religion to have premarital sex. So that's how they get around it. Now, a shaker is a third person who comes in and shakes the bed so they can do the motions without technically breaking their religious vow.
Their religious covenant.
Covenant. And people get paid to do this. So how much would you, because some people are getting paid up to $120-some to come and shake a bed. I'm thinking, man, depending on what services you want to do and like what you're giving, I serve by like, because I'm probably going to jump on that bed to give them like.
Dog, you're going to be
give
like.
Give an experience.
Yeah, give an experience.
Pat's like, dude, you're going balls deep. I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure. Soak something. So
it would depend because like I'm a rather large and fit person. So like I'm pretty sure I can make a bed move a lot. Like in ways.
I could launch that into the ceiling.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? I could put on extra shit. Like let me think.
Would you bring music and bring like some ambiance with you?
Shit. Fuck yeah. Dude. Hey, look, you want me to bring my Bluetooth? I'll put on some Marvin Gaye or something for y'all.
Some Jodeci.
Some Creed. Whatever y'all want, really.
Creed.
Imagine they're Mormons. They don't have bad taste by necessity.
Exactly.
Nah. He's like, nah, yes, I love to thrust with eyes wide
open.
Kids
love Limp Bizkit, right?
I got you. Power Man 5000.
Who wants to listen to Imagine Dragons again?
Oh my God, no!
And I'll put on Afro. I'm put on Afro Man.
No, dude,
because I got high.
Exactly.
Because I got
if
high.
If they say put on fucking Imagine Dragons, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna leave. I kiss my ass. I'll put on. I would put on. I'm not gonna lie. I'd put on Nickelback before fucking Imagine Dragons.
They played it to death.
So
I didn't hate it the first time I heard it.
I didn't hate it either. And then I was like, fuck, dude, you guys aren't stopping. Stop. Like, this is bad. Chill out.
So is oral sex against their
no,
stuff?
Stop. Yeah. We got to finish answering the question.
I was wondering, because then it's like.
I think it is.
But how would that work? You just lay still against their face or something?
And then, so if Vez gets their face.
You
so,
just kind of like shake their cheeks
around?
Yeah,
like do you just do you like, just, so just, if you're shaking. So if they're doing oral, they're soaking oral sex wise.
You okay?
You could really only do if the girl's sucking the dude off, soaking the dude, and not the other way, because the guy has like moves.
Yeah,
lip.
I mean, you'd ultimately just be headbutting her fucking crotch.
But you could have him, have her like on her knees, him standing up, and you just push him back and forth.
Pat went right hard into the fucking sex question.
He's using hand motions. He's basically doing this Superman pose.
You have to say this, or you take her and do it. Just move her back and forth.
I think,
you can shake on that.
I think if actual penetration doesn't count when it's a soaking session, nor would oral sex. Like, it'd fall in the same category.
To be clear, this isn't actually a thing. I just feel like I should throw that
out. What, soaking oral sex?
No, I mean like all of it.
No. Soaking is 100% a real thing.
Yeah,
I don't know about.
I don't know about the shake. Well, no, the shaker is too.
The shaker is real too. They actually do this because they can get.
They mainly do it with. I doubt people get paid as much as you guys are saying they get paid for it.
That's what they were saying,
like, bro. I'm saying if you give me like $20, yeah, sure, fine, fuck. Like you get like 2 minutes though, because $20 ain't worth a fucking full night of me jumping on this fucking bed. I'm gonna be tired. I'm gonna be sore.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want me to do it, hang on. All right, quick.
My thing is. If it's its first experience, it's not going to be that long,
and
right?
This determines it. This determines it right now. How long are you going to go?
Yeah, that's true. And how quick do you...
Do you jerk off every day so you're completely just...
Well, jerking off from self-pleasure is against what we against soulism. So I'm wondering, how fast do you have to go to get them... Is the contract of helping them shake, is that...
To completion?
Yes, exactly. Is it to completion? Is it just for a certain amount of time?
I want to say, well, that's part of your thing. Like, if it's to completion...
That can be a while.
Hell, that's my thing. If it's to completion for both sides, bro, I'm going to need at least $2,000. Like, because I don't know... you're probably going to finish fast. But if it's your first time, I don't know about her. Like, I don't know what's going on here. But if it's like, hey, I need you for like an hour... $200 and I'll flip the mattress if you want. I don't care.
Well, I do. Flip mattresses are hard. Depending on what kind of mattress.
I can flip a mattress really quick.
First you are. You're like mostly muscle.
No, I'm not.
It's not that heavy.
I've got like
Isaac, you're mostly muscle.
Dude, I gotta say I'm like 18% like fat.
Although the last place I moved in, Pat actually helped me move a mattress in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Y'all weren't heavy breathing.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't heavy breathing, right?
I don't know.
I was because I'm freaking out of shape. No, actually, I was in shape at that time.
Yeah.
Ever since I had my knee surgery, it's been fat.
It's been a few years.
Yeah, you were on medication,
struggling
right?
That hard, yeah.
The thing is, sex is when you penetrate anyway. So as soon as you penetrate, It's really stupid.
Like, just fuck her, all right?
Exactly. Really, in that instance, like, you got to be just like, pressed up against, and then when the person shakes, that's when like it's out of your hands, because technically you ain't done anything. But I'm like, it's you went through all the trouble of taking off all your clothes, setting up all this stuff with this lady, and then you're literally a centimeter away. Just literally, bro, just have sex. Like,
well, yeah, for real. Just technically, if you're calling in a lawyer to see if you can fuck or not,
exactly.
The lawyer sitting in the corner, like, if you, okay, begin shaking. I will determine whether or not you need to slow down.
Hold on a minute. I need to be in the closet.
Hang on. Look, grab the camera, goes in the closet. He's like, all right, go ahead. Slow down.
I object.
Slow down. He says, wait. Runs out of the closet with his pants around his ankles. He's like, stop. You need to go a little slower, and you need to look a little happier.
You more noise, act like you enjoy this. What the fuck?
He's like, look like you're enjoying it. You fix your face. All right. Let's take it back from scene one.
He shuffles back in. Mr. Bouncy, give it some effort here.
He shuffles back in his closet, and he's one of those lawyers, like back in the day when lawyers wore the like
spats.
No. They had the calf socks, mm-hmm. and they had the things to keep their calf socks up. He's wearing those.
I think specifically with you guys though, if you're doing it in Utah, and I'm going to make a big assumption there,
go ahead.
They don't have a lot of black people there, so you could probably charge more,
bro. Yeah. I can charge. Look. Hey, look.
And you can look at his eyes too.
Look. Give that, do it like this. Fever. Like this, hey Pat, be like, all right, you want hood nigga or you want nice? Like, I could do either. I could run up in there with a gun and like really
you want
turn
some little
shit
weight
up.
In this?
I'm saying I could turn shit up.
Yeah, I just come in with a red cup.
Little John in the East Side Boys.
I come in with a red cup and a dread wig on. Like, hey, just come to shaking, baby.
Look, do they like? Do you do Jamaican? No, but I can learn real fast.
Just go.
I got
there.
Family that's Jamaican. I could ask him for some tips on how to get the dialect a little better.
So
I saw Cool Runnings once. Let's do this.
I never. Cool Runnings.
If you soak. And
God
you
damn it! I'm just saying,
if you nut, is that against your religion? If you haven't married yet,
it's technically self pleasure. Even dude,
well, that's self. You're not doing yourself,
dude. That's like saying.
And then, how long does a session last if you don't have the shaker? If you're just soaking, it's just two people that are soaking and they're just laying still.
Isn't that?
Do you just sit
there?
That's
called what? Tantric, right?
Tantric, you're actually doing stuff.
Are you?
You're breathing and your self spirituality. Oh, this is literally just you're laying there, girls laying there, and the guys on top.
One's like investing in the act, and the other one's investing not in the act.
It's just laying there. So you're literally just a woman laying on her back and a guy on her. So when did you be staring at each other like, so did you read that book yet?
I haven't. Have you read the Book of Mormon lately?
Look, that's it. Like, no, I haven't read that book.
Oh, it's pretty good. You should try it.
Yeah. So Book of Mark, motherfuckers.
Look, so how you doing? I'm all right. You okay? Yeah, I'm all right.
Weather today. It's been overcast.
You think it'd be more comfortable if the guy is the one on the top or the woman?
Well, that's the only way they have sex.
It's going to be a case by case basis.
That's the only way they have sex is missionary, because that's the only right way to do it. That's why it's called missionary.
No, I get that.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that sounds boring as shit.
Yes. So getting back to the question, I'd have a base rate, like $100.
Might be too.
Right? And then it depends on the people and what they want to do. Because if they want me to dress up like an Autobot and yell Decepticons occasionally, that's going to cost you.
Yeah, dude, if you want me to like put on my impressions, like you're going you got to pay up.
Right. Yeah.
And here's the thing. If you're doing a party, say y'all got like a giant waterbed or something and all of you are just kind of in position and I just have to like jump in the middle. Make the waves.
Do they even sell waterbeds anymore?
Yeah, they do. You can get them online.
People just stop buying them, really. Like, they're not great for you.
They're not good for your back because you're just.
Exactly. You're just.
Like,
what if they like fill them with something that doesn't slosh as much? Maybe like a
silicone?
Yeah, like kind of a goo
situation. Sleeping on breast implants?
Because like, I heard like a bunch of podcast ads about foam mattresses or whatever. They come in the mail.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the Casper. Like the purple mattress. Yeah. A lot of people advertise those. They say they're really good. But.
I don't know.
I sleep on the floor. Hey, look, if I don't have a small twin mattress or whatever, I sleep on the floor. Yeah. I love sleeping on the floor.
We know you sleep on the floor.
The scorpions.
Yes, because your mom didn't allow you to have a bed.
It's not that she didn't allow me to have a bed. She didn't take me to the fucking hospital when I fucked up my back. And so, literally, I had a fucked up back for my entire 15th year of life.
So,
and then, and then later, I went to the doctor. Doc's like, so what do you do? I'm like, nothing. Like, my back is fucked up. I don't think I could do anything. He's like, you just need to do something because your back muscles are like weak as fuck. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah. So just start doing stuff. I was like, okay. So after that, I start working out. My back no longer ever hurts, really.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So what's worse, not taking your kid, injured his back for a year, or just saying you can't have a mattress?
See, and the thing is, you know what's wild? Like, my back was so like fucked up at the time. I like firm sleeping surfaces, right?
Sure.
Right. So
nothing firmer than the floor.
I love futons and I love the floor. I love futons. Futons go hard as shit. I had one when I was like a little kid, and I was like 16, and my mom's like, Malik, what do you want for Christmas? Are you serious? Because she never buys me anything.
Uh-huh.
So you need to
preface that, because everybody can sound like your mom's horrible to you.
She's not horrible to me. hell no. Look, my mom's not horrible to me. I'm her middle child out of 7 kids. Mm. So
you're just middle child, so she
exactly.
doesn't care.
No, my mom, she doesn't care, but I know she loves me. Like, I was like, hey, that's how I cope. Hey, it's my cope. Let me cope.
Okay.
No, like, I was like, I want a futon. And I don't mean like some expensive fucking futon. Just go to Walmart and grab me a futon, please. I think they're like $300, $400 or something like that, right? And then she's like, okay, cool. That's all you want? I'm like, yes, please. I had just started working out, so my back was feeling better. She came back with like a $1,200 pillow top, like queen size mattress. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And she's like, that's your Christmas gift.
So you just go to the hardware store and pick up some plywood.
I slept on it. No, thing is, I slept on it for like a week and I was like, this sucks. So I stood it up in my room and I slept on the floor from then on. It's better.
I will say high school on, I just had a mattress on the floor.
Something's good about just coming home from school and just like falling out. Like it's not true, not on something that's elevated, just like poof, close to the floor.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice. And then you just pass out.
Yeah, because when I was like a little kid, I had bunk bed.
Mm-hmm.
I just used the top for storage. So I took that out.
Are you the only child or something?
No, I had a brother. But he had his own room.
Why the fuck did you have a bunk bed then?
Just wanted one.
I did too. Okay. My mom got me a bunk bed. I wanted one too. Yeah.
He's the top for storage.
I would have liked a loft. That would have been nice.
It was fine. But yeah, I ended up putting my mattress on the floor for a while just as a transition. And I kind of got used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I would bring girls back. And they'd be like, oh, get a mattress on the floor.
I've never heard this.
They say stuff.
I don't know.
What the fuck do they say?
If you meet a guy that has a mattress on the floor, he'll give you the best sex.
That seems very wrong.
But he's also
wrong.
Like irresponsible.
I would think I think that's a... I don't understand how that equates. I thought you go to a guy, he has a mattress on the floor. I think he's a loser. He don't
that's
know how to
what
take
I would
maybe
the assumption, but like,
I like he don't take out
if money. You've broken your mattress enough that it has to be on the floor.
I hated fucking college so goddamn much.
I was all right with college. God.
That's because you were I was butt naked majority of it.
No, the fuck. Nah. No, I wasn't.
Not talking about Isaac.
Oh. Yeah, you guys was. Isaac, y'all no, was fucking, yo. Y'all was banging it out.
Not y'all.
You too.
I had my moments. I was.
Okay.
I was just like, oh, I had a double major. Double major means a double.
All right. We could jump. Since we're back in childhood times a little bit, what was your favorite movie or artist in high school? Whoever would like to take this one.
What do you think? You want to go first?
Artist as in like musical artist or artist like Van Gogh's?
Artist
really
as
Monet.
An artist. So any.
Let's say creative. Like who was the creative that you turned to the most? Who was really like a thing
Daft
you went
Punk.
To? Daft Punk?
Yeah.
That's right. You made us watch the music video. Yeah.
And I didn't I didn't watch that till I was 21. Daft Punk themselves were just staple in my fucking mind. Because when I was in high school, my best friend at the time, he made me listen to Technologic. And I was like, that's pretty cool. And then he's like, have you seen the music video? And I'm like, no. And it's like this freaking creepy, weird robot baby singing the song. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it scarred me. I keep seeing that fucking baby. Like, I went to sleep that night. And it was like 40 yards away from me. And it was just a tiny screen of the baby singing the fucking song.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
No, like French electronic music was...
Exactly. I got
90s.
Super into like electronica and stuff like that, but Daft Punk.
So like Kraftwerk and
I'm not gonna
like Basement Jacks.
No. Just them. Like just literally them? Okay. Because when I listen to somebody, I'll listen to their entire discography and then I'll learn all their songs. Any of the music you see me listen to now, I probably know all the words and have probably listened to the song about 15 times. So when I find a new song, that's what happens. Like I found one recently
Sure.
and I just listened to that over and over. But I'd say Daft Punk is probably... Mm-hmm. My favorite.
In high school, internet wasn't really a thing quite yet for a lot of things. So it was like the CDs that I had access to.
Yeah.
And like if I want to wait an hour and a half for an MP3 or something, you know?
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So like once file sharing became a thing, my world opened up in terms of music. But there was a long period of time where I just had a small collection and then whatever I could figure out to play on the piano.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isaac knows how to play all the instruments in the fucking world.
Not back then, I didn't.
No, I mean, he's a so he spat.
Yeah. Thing's a cult.
that he's a part of. But creative could be anything creative. You say
artist. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be your favorite or whatever. Just like something really
because
stepped
me,
out here.
I'm trying to think. What was the most... Only I can think of was Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
And him or Damon Wayans. Because basically when I was younger, it was a lot of comedy for me. I listened to music, but it's basically the music that my sister listened to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So whatever she was, it wasn't until like I say in junior high, I actually started listening to my own stuff I wanted to listen to. For the most part, it was watching stand-up specials of comedians like Def Comedy Jam. I used to love watching that all the time. Comic View, for those who back in the day, BET, watching that. I watched Raw and Delirious, like they were going out of style. Living Color.
My dad showed me, which one is when he was wearing red.
That's
Raw, right?
Delirious. I've seen each of them at least 15 times.
I think Eddie Murphy had the first stand-up special I watched all the way through, and I was like, I want to say like 8, and my dad was like, here, watch this, and I sat there, and I was like, why is this dude wearing these super tight pants in this plasticky outfit?
Yeah.
He goes, mwah. humming. All right, Morton. This is what happened. I know you know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that you want to fuck me up the ass. So I'm gonna bend over, and when I bend over, I want you to get behind me and start fucking. That's right.
That, no contact whatsoever.
I just did a fucking bit from the goddamn special. If you haven't seen Raw amazing. Or Delirious by Eddie Murphy, they're actually really good.
Eddie, you got some Eddie. Eddie.
Oh my god!
I was gonna say, like Eddie Murphy does have, like he's sang before, right?
Yeah.
My girl likes to party all the time, Or what's up with you? That's one of his songs.
And also, so I ended up watching Shrek like a week ago.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how shit the graphics look now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But like, I mean, it's still funny or whatever. Yeah. It's still Shrek.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie Murphy doing his thing. But
fucking Mushu.
Right.
Mushu is like the best animal sidekick in any animated stuff until
now. I gotta think
you
about
get
that.
Fucking Donkey. Who's the same person?
No.
Who else?
Oh, you said until Donkey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about like up to that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mushu.
You're good.
Mushu in Mulan, which is played by Eddie Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, you're good. I understand.
Yeah. So you can't count Genie because Genie ain't an animal.
I ain't counting that fucking.
I don't know. It depends how you classify Jen or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not counting Genie. I was gonna say Chim Chim from Speed Racer.
Chim Chim.
But Speed Racer came out after. No, he came out after Shrek. So I'm talking about 2008 Speed Racer.
Okay.
He hit somebody with a wrench. I like that. That's funny. That's a good animal accompaniment.
Where's Chewbacca on this continuum?
Not nowhere.
Man, I'm sorry. Chewbacca kind of.
Is he a pet? Does he count?
Know what, though? But he.
No. Well, I don't think he does.
I didn't say pet. I said animal sidekick. So he could
he's not an animal. He's an alien.
Okay.
We have alien animals.
Yeah. Hell, then how is Han Solo not the sidekick?
That's true. We never know. You know, perspective wise, he probably is.
Yeah, how do we know that?
He's probably like, Chewie, I'm going to do blah, 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 blah. He's like, man, will you shut the fuck up? You know I'm driving.
You cute, non-fuzzy little fucker.
Man, like, just because these motherfuckers can't understand me, you think you could talk shit?
Like,
wait till we get back in the bedroom. I'm going to fuck you.
They sleep together?
Of course they do.
And we're back to Eddie Murphy's thing.
He's like, just because you look good, Han, don't mean shit. I'm the one who runs this bitch.
I fuck you up, nigga. Meet me in the mess hall.
You want to live in the cargo hold again? You want to do it? I'll put you in there.
I'll get the kennel. God damn it. He's like, nah, man. Like, relax.
He puts him in kennel. He goes, man, that's it. All I gotta say is, Goonie Goo Goo. And then he would start going,
Goonie Goo Goo.
He's like, Chuck, you tell me your wife is Puerto Rican? She's Puerto Rican. I went to Martinez. Yeah. I was like, give me some Spanish so I can tell your wife. Because she was saying that. All she looked at me and said, Goonie Goo Goo. Goonie Goo Goo ain't no damn word. You know what? Your wife's a Bigfoot, isn't she?
Your wife's a Bigfoot, isn't she, guys?
Isn't she, guys? You come over here. You set the fire on.
You fucking Sasquatch children.
He's like, I took your children fishing. They threw the poles out and stuck their face in water and
out with a fish. How the fuck they come out with fish, Gus?
He's like, if you don't like it, you can take your Bigfoot wife and your Sasquatch fish and get the fuck out and take one too. I don't care. Miss me, bitch.
You know, I wasn't expecting Eddie Murphy, but it really was. Yeah.
Hey, Pat, I can't eat something. Yeah.
I told you, man. I told you that was my.
Those two are probably some of my favorite stand-ups.
Those are him.
Richard Pryor's got some
Richard
good stand-up
Pryor
too.
Live, for sure, Richard Pryor live on Sunset. Eddie Murphy Raw. Eddie Murphy Delirious. Dave Chappelle, For What It's Worth. Or wait, Kill Him Softly. And but
I like George Carlin back then.
George Carlin did have some good stuff. You know, I wasn't a big fan of his, but he did have some stuff.
I got really lucky. They removed all his stuff off of Spotify. They removed hundreds of comedians' work off Spotify. Like, they have like their little compilations where they'll go to like a stand up with other people, but they removed their entire sets. Like, it started with Kevin Hart, and then I noticed like George Carlin after a while, and then they had all his stuff back to like, I think he'd been doing it since like 86 or something like that.
He'd been doing way past,
but they had all of them from the start, and I was like, I'm gonna listen to all of these. So I went all the way back to the beginning, started it. It was pretty interesting to see the change in like the time period. I went back later and they've removed all of his stuff. They removed all of Louis C.K.'s stuff. They just take all their stuff down, and I'm like, fucking why? Also, like, just leave it alone.
Well, CK, they had reasons, but like,
you probably have reasons for the rest
Cosby
of them
specials
too.
On there either. So, you
know what? The funny part is, not really funny. Bill Cosby, when he did back in 70 something, was very funny, and he's funny now.
He's
funny.
Creepy,
yeah, he's funny. And then another one I forgot to mention.
You can be two things at the same time.
Exactly. They aren't mutually exclusive.
Right.
I forgot one too. I was talking about all those other comedy specials. Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker.
Yeah.
I use his thing about affirmative action all the time when Chris Rock talks about affirmative action. He goes, as black men, I should get a job over any other white person. If I'm lesser than him, if I'm not good at the job at him or whatever. But if we're equal, fuck him. He had 4 years head start.
Yeah.
Or his idea of what a guy should get in divorce because he get alimony. He goes, man, I want to see a guy walk up to a judge and say, Your Honor, I'm used to fucking her 3 times a week. I think I should get at least be able to fuck her twice a week. You can have all the money, but I want some pussy payments. that stuff, now people are starting to understand, wow, now I understand how he turned out. Yeah. I was looking at this shit way too young. I looked at all these stuff in the years of 8 to 13 are my impressionable years. I looked at all these artists, Def Comedy Jam, like everything. I just love comedy. I ate comedy up. And when I was younger, so that was my creative thing, was comedy. And so I was just like thinking about something like, wow.
That's weird, because now that he says that, I did that same fucking thing. Like literally, I was the middle, but like I would always make my siblings laugh. I'd make like their friends laugh and stuff and like that. I was the little funny one. And I was like, I did watch a lot of like South Park and fucking like Chappelle Show.
My favorite show was The Simpsons.
A ton of shit I found funny and like had airs of dark humor and like positive humor and shit like that. You just got to know how to fucking tell the joke, really. Yeah. And a lot of people don't.
The 80s to 2000 had some of the best comedians out there, and I listened to them. And like I said, I watched Richard Pryor live on Sunset, which is the one that a lot of people like. I was a lot of that, like maybe once or twice, because he was, it's funny because as bad as, Eddie Murphy was. Eddie Murphy tell you, he basically just went on stage. Eddie Murphy talks about when he was 8, 16 or whatever, he went on stage and basically was just like doing Richard Pryor. He goes, you ever take a shit and then you take a shit and a little water splash up on your ass? You know what the fuck is that?
Yeah, like, well, like I watched like the first episode of Saturday Night Live. I found it online somewhere. It's not funny because all those jokes have been done to death.
Yes.
But like, I don't think people have really touched the Chris Rock era and like Eddie Murphy stuff as much. People obviously have played off of them. They haven't like played them out as much as other things.
Eddie Murphy was so good that he screwed a lot of good black comedians on Saturday Night Live for about 20 to 30 years. Because once he left Saturday Night Live, they kept trying to find the next Eddie Murphy. So Chris Rock was one of the first ones that he got on. Yeah, and they're like, oh, he can be the next Eddie Murphy. Tim Meadows did that to him. Like Jeffrey Minor, Kenan Thompson. Like they're trying to get all these black people in there to be like Eddie. Because Eddie literally, like when they said Eddie saved.
I think Living Color had a different vibe vibe to it.
Damon Wayans. Sorry, Damon Wayans was on Saturday Night Live too before he got kicked off because he didn't listen and
Like Eddie Murphy as Blank Man. Yeah. Like that would have been a whole different movie, right?
I don't like Saturday Night Live.
And it's understandable.
It's changed. Like, they have one good thing and then like 20 bad things. People are laughing at the other stuff that I'm not laughing at, so I'm not going to get too
honestly
much shit about it.
Spend most of my time looking at the weekend update because Colin Jost and Michael Shea are like best things in the show.
But everyone talks about it. Talk about less, but people still talk about it. I'm like,
it's true, yeah.
Because
I don't want to fucking watch it because I don't give a fuck. Like, it's skit comedy, right?
Yeah.
Which I have no problem with because I love like Chappelle's show. I love Key and Peele. I love like shows like that.
But they're the first show that did it.
Exactly. And then I think about it, I'm like, y'all did not really transcend generations the way y'all think y'all did at all.
The stars on there did.
The stars did. The show itself? Fuck no.
Because mid-80s didn't have much stars in there outside of Eddie Murphy, Dana Carvey, John Lovitz, Dennis Miller, I guess.
If I looked at a list, I'd be like, oh yeah, this guy had like 14 movies.
Yeah.
This guy had 14. Like Pauly Shore, I don't get his comedy, but he had like 20 movies, right?
Yeah. So like, because literally when they say that Eddie Murphy saved Saturday Night Live, he literally saved it. His first year he was on there, they fired a bunch of people, and it was just him and like some other people. That he was so funny that he became the first and only cast member to host it while still on the show. He was the host of the show while he was still on the show. So that's awesome. But then after that, every section has a star that came out of it.
Yeah.
Because it started off, it had Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, the piece of shit, Bill Murray, John Belushi, Garrett Morgus, Jane Curtin, Rita Rudner.
This is your superpower kicking in.
Yes, it is.
You can just look into the Grand Matrix.
Turn off your like Matrix vision. Relax. It's okay.
But yeah, so like, I don't think Saturday Night Live has ever been written for me because I'm like the uber nerd that likes analytical comedy. Mm-hmm. Because like when my friend grew up, I was growing up, I wasn't necessarily the funny one.
That's why you like fucking Carlin so much.
Well, yeah.
That nigga digs deep. He was
intellectual.
Then like her Robin Williams set, and it wasn't like Mrs. Doubtfire, it was his actual comedy. And I was like, oh, this makes sense to me. And then I kind of riffed on that kind of stuff.
I love Robin Williams, but his comedy, I have trouble with his comedy.
It has a lot of impressions.
Because it's impressions, and a lot of time you really got to be watching it. Like, it's one of the comedies you have to
That was another one I watched recently, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
On the subtitles, he's like, he's doing an impression of Nixon. I was like, that's Nixon? Oh, I get it now. Yeah.
Well, it's a funny part, too, because like Jim Carrey, he had a really good stand up special, too.
Okay.
When he first got it. And he was a physical comedy because you have to watch his comedy. And then when he does it, you're like, oh my God. Like, so he does a joke where he's like, man, pretty windy. And he takes his arm and puts it behind his head and goes like this. He goes, man, pretty windy today. And he does it. And it
Different character too, because like he did all that, the I'm gonna call it histrionic, whatever fits, overacting to the point of fault, and it was something that really hit a group of kids that like way overused his stuff now.
Yeah.
And now that he's a seasoned actor who has actual accolades under his belt, he's stepping away from Hollywood to a large extent, and I appreciate that because like I like his new stuff, probably is because it's more analytical.
Yeah, he said he retired, but then he's gonna be in the next Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
He's gonna be in them until they're done. Like,
well, he said.
Well, I mean, you throw a lot of money.
Yeah, but he said, he goes, this one thing. I mean, he asked him about why he retired.
He's doing it for his kids. So.
Exactly, because he said he actually likes doing these movies, the Sonic movies. But he goes, also, he's like, dude, I have enough. I'm good enough.
I have enough. Yeah, that was one of his interviews.
Yeah, he goes, I have enough. Recently. People don't say that. I have enough. Yeah. I don't need to do money anymore. I have enough money. I can do what I want, blah, blah, blah.
So yeah, like when I was growing up, I had friends that were more funny than I was. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of like matured in my comedic sense. And I don't know. I think I'm funny now.
Hey, I still like the occasional fart.
I mean, who doesn't love the occasional fart, right?
But like if you keep doing that shit, I'm like, all right, bro, you need to chill out.
It'll get funny.
Hey, eventually the room starts smelling like shit. You need to chill out.
Yeah. Well, you can't reuse a joke more than 3 times.
That
anyways,
is a good
right?
saying.
Dude, right?
That was a good saying.
I literally thought, I was like, that's really good. I got to use that more.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's like, you ever know every now and then when people say something, you're like, that's a fucking good.
Right. But it's like the Family Guy thing. If you keep doing the joke long enough, it starts to get funny again.
It's a three. It's a comedy thing of threes.
Everything
really
in threes.
You really got to invest in it, and casual conversation does not work like that.
Yeah.
It's like Mike Myers comedy, I feel like, is that.
Mike?
He was funny.
No.
At one point, he was funny.
I thought he was extremely funny. funny. Like, yeah. Austin Powers is one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Sure.
Kind of weird, really having a great time watching this weird English dude try to bang everything. But
absolutely.
It and was like, still great.
His newest thing called the Pentaverate, it's pretty good, but it feels like Austin Powers.
And,
so,
and
like,
look, it was great for like
three episodes.
Like 7 year old me getting to see super hot chicks deal with a weird super spy dude.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh.
Still.
They also had Beyonce.
She was pretty, she was garbage, decent.
Nah, she was
good looking. I'm talking about that movie. Goldfinger was garbage.
Gold member.
Sorry.
Thank you. Right.
Sorry, everybody out there.
Exactly.
Side note.
Elizabeth Hurley, though.
Side note. God, speaking of people who can get it, last night, when I was telling you guys earlier, I was telling people earlier that I was watching, I had my son watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like the original with Gene Wilder in it.
He's going to say the mom.
Which mom?
Charlie's mom.
Hell no. Mrs. Gloop. Augustus Gloop's mom.
Really?
She was pretty thick.
Whatever.
And she kind of had it a little bit. I was like, oh.
What year was it?
71. But she, 1971.
You know, that's a thing I never thought I'd heard anyone say.
I didn't think it either.
I mean, you love Hausfraus. I mean, she's premium.
I didn't think about it till I saw the scene where she was wearing, when they interviewed Augustus and they're at that German thing and she was wearing like the Lederhosen German thing. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute on her. And then when she was walking around in her dress, I was like, oh, she kind of thick. And she has a cute little face. I was like, oh. I mean, I wouldn't like go out of my way to do it, but she can get it.
You didn't see it.
I'm loving this.
I looked her up and everything like that, and I'm like, I remember what she looked like, and I was like, and I looked at Isaac while Pat was talking. I just shook my head slightly.
Hey, that's exactly what my wife said when I said it.
Everyone's got a thing, right?
I'm just saying.
Hey, yeah, man. Like, all you, bro.
Hey, big women need to get it too. That's all I'm saying. Hey, it's all pink on the inside.
So I talked to one of my friends who's a philosophy professor, and he referenced this more current philosopher. I'm going to get a name. Who she is.
Little John?
No, it was like, I was like, oh yeah, I read that. And like, he started talking about it. It was like, how did you hear about this person? It was like, oh, she's hot. And just kept going. And I don't know why, but like,
it makes total sense.
I heard a lecture from her and was like, oh, I wonder what she looks like. And she's like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that's how you get them in, man. Name.
I need to look this
that's
up.
How you get people in, and then you blow your way through her riches of knowledge.
Wait. Pause. What is her name?
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah. She can get it.
He says she's hot. All right.
Well, while they're looking that up, just look at her. See, she has kind of a booty a little bit, right? And you can just see, and you know she likes to eat, so you know she could take that hog. Just gobble it up.
Pat.
Frieda Loden.
Lederhosen.
Sharky Freuda. I don't know. I speak different languages by just saying stereotypical words.
Pat's like, you don't get it. You're going to give me, pants?
Sauerkraut.
You're going to give me cabbage? What the fuck are you talking about?
Me and Zane.
Bye.
Turby blurble. I got turban blubber from?
Where?
Golden Girls. Rose said it to them one time when they were arguing.
Man.
And she told Dorothy, I'll blow it out your tube and blurble.
People sleep on Golden Girls so hard. That's like one of my favorite shows.
Dude, watch it now. It's still.
I'm going to watch it. The only thing that caught me was the theme song. Like, the theme song dragged me in. My mom was up, like, early in the morning. She's like, hey, Malik. I'm like, hey. And I just came upstairs, sat on the couch. And then it's just a, thank you for being a friend. I was like,
dude.
My little brain said, what is that? And then, look, travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Doom, doom, doom. She's if you like Golden Girls, watch Deciding Women.
I love Golden
Where were
Girls.
We? Oh, right. So
did you give yours?
I don't think I did. Go so ahead. I went through a lot of stuff in high school because the internet happened.
Yeah.
So I like my possibilities opened up from being a homeschool kid that just lived vicariously through his friends to being able to explore the entire world. So Yeah, a lot. It was everything from, like, I don't know, Rammstein was really big back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, yeah, you hear Rammstein, it's like, yeah. And then you hear Metallica, and you're like, I like the other one better.
Yeah.
The New Deutsche Hot.
Yeah.
And then I kind of get into, like, European electronic music.
Okay.
Kind of stuff like V&V Nation, if you ever heard of that.
Know what, though? I could honestly see Isaac open a Euro club just dancing to EDM music.
Like, hard style stuff.
He's on the DJ. He's like...
We're in like a...
The guy talking like a robot.
We're in some skinny jeans and a lime green halter top.
Look at it this way. If he opens a fucking Euro dance club glow sticks, you got a job. Hey, go-go dancer.
This is a newer one, but it, like,
you got a glow stick around your hips and around your dick.
We're in a banana hammock. Did they gonna put American banana hammock?
Yes. Be sure it's American.
Right.
Or a cowboy hat.
There's other ones that, like, the bands, like, I don't know, like Morrissey shit, but I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. The Smiths. Okay. Whatever. I'm not a kind of hipster. But yeah, there was, like, a whole thing. It was the kids that kind of, like, dressed up like they were vampires, like goth music. Well, there's the German version of that where people actually, like, dressed up like vampires.
Okay.
Yeah. They took it a little too far.
Wait, like Anne Rice vampires or?
Just look up, like, again, that's a newer. It's like there's a line between, like, pretending to be all gothic or whatever and literally being like, I drink blood in the evenings. Yay.
No,
goth people are pretty.
Let's dance.
Hey, I'll tell you what, when you go, like, hardcore goth, but, like, kind of like the chill one where you just put on your stuff, you're not like super, like, it's one, like, of your eyes is blacked out and
like when it's like stinting your style, when you're aesthetic,
that shit looks nice. Like, I always thought goth people were cool as shit. Like, when they're just chilling and they wear their shit and they're just out there and they're not trying to pull all the fucking attention, they're just, I'm pale and I'm wearing black. I'm like, good for you, man. But when you're like, I'm pale wearing steampunk black with a machete and an umbrella, I'm like, you should probably go sit down somewhere.
Oh, shit. What was the Canadian show?
Letterkenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The group of the kids that just keep dancing or whatever in the background.
Oh, the Stoners.
Yeah.
They were on, like, meth.
Yeah.
Like,
that.
Apparently, that's a very serious thing.
Their playlist, though, is fucking fire.
It's pretty fucking good. It's pretty good.
So, if goth people are all about, you know, being a counterculture and, you know, not going.
Like any large culture, you're going to have, like, people all over the place. So
I don't want to be conformist.
Yeah, be conformist, right? So, if I was a goth, I was wear all white.
There you go. Go counterculture.
Yeah, because everyone is wearing all black. I wear all white.
I wear black because black goes with everything. It's easier to put on.
Yeah.
Right there, man.
That's why I have gray cats.
I don't wear white. I don't wear white that much because white gets dirty.
What?
Who is it?
It's our cat. Our cat's trapped in the closet.
Well, obviously his cat.
What's going on in
that
there?
That makes sense.
R. Kelly style?
Exactly. Be careful. He's got a gun.
Chapter R. Kelly style.
I'm mad at myself, Pat, because I was listening to Trapped in the Closet. and I was like, why do I know most of the words to this shit? And I'm sitting there singing, and I pull out my Beretta.
Because of Beretta. Actually, you know what? Every time I think of Trapped in the Closet, though, I don't even think about R. Kelly. I think of the American Dad when Steve did it.
He wasn't he trying to bang his mom?
He was trapped in the locker.
That's what it was.
He's like, I'm trapped in the locker.
He had a song about banging his mom, right?
Yeah, that was funny, too.
I'm not going to lie. That dude who voices Steve can sing like a motherfucker. I think his name is like Steve Grimes or something like that. That motherfucker can sing like a motherfucker. Yeah. It is really
he
good.
He can sing, and you're just like, oh, okay.
Me and my brother's ex-wife, we always used to sing like Steve songs, like the one where Stan left. It's like,
Daddy's gone, and he's not coming home ever again. No, he won't. No, he won't. No, he won't.
He's a daddy. I'm crying. Dude, that shit was cold, man. That dude can sing.
Occasionally I'll just start quoting songs from like Death to Smoochie.
Oh,
it's like my stepdad's not mean. He's just adjusting kind of stuff.
Like we're Steve sing Kendall Gill. To those black ladies, my body all over your body, babe.
They was they sang fucking New Edition. They sang Cool It Now.
Cool It Now, of course.
Cool It Now.
That was the episode where there were B12.
Ooh, watch out. gonna lose control.
It was like, and then they say later on they would do the B12. Get a shot. See,
you know
it's B12.
Wild. I know all the words to that song. I know all the words to that song too.
Sunshine.
I'm being one and nine times. I know all 12 boys. I know. Look, they get to the next one where they all talk about their fucking problems.
I'm B2. I'm gonna get with you. I'm B7. I'm in the heaven. I'm B8. I'm in love with B8. I'm B8. I'm in love with B6.
He said, I'm B8 and I am straight.
Yes.
He's like, I'm B11. I'm in love with B7.
Yeah. That one was. He goes,
and B8 was the girl.
Yeah.
B8 was the girl. She's like, I'm B8. I got the penis of a man.
Yeah. When B11 was an old dude, I was like a 35-year-old guy. God.
Like three of them looked like they were 20.
Oh, God.
Holy shit.
Trapped in.
Dog, I ain't gonna lie, man. American Dad became one of the best fucking Seth MacFarlane shows ever.
Yeah.
It literally became its own thing. It was a little bit like Family Guy at the beginning. Start, and then they literally went and did their own thing. And I'd have to say, I think it's better than Family Guy.
What really happened was because of Roger.
Roger made the show.
Roger is the reason why it went. Because yeah, Stewie and Brian were the Roger.
It's the same format.
Exactly. Yeah, but the thing is, it's two people instead. So when Stewie was like, I'm going to kill my mom, everyone's like, okay, it's a crazy baby. But then they made him like metrosexual and shit like that.
He's like, semi-gay,
but like they pretty much fucked with the baby and like made him and the dog a unit and then gave them their own stuff
and
to do.
Yeah, Brian became a dick.
And what it did was it split the show into two. Mm-hmm. So you got the main plot and the side plot.
Yeah,
before it was just one plot and then it get to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So it kind of exploded how the show goes. Mm. They did the same thing with American Dad, but American Dad has so many more side characters and so much more story and shit like that it just fits better.
Anytime you could get Sir Patrick Stewart talking about doing cocaine and shooting guns.
Oh, it's going to be a sad everything. Day when he passes away, bro.
Dude, why'd you say that? Now I'm going to be sad the rest of the night.
What the fuck are you talking
He's
about?
He's alive still.
Hey,
He's
man,
fine.
No. Fuck
He's
off.
Fine.
My
He's
fucking
fine.
Akira Toriyama just died. You leave me the fuck alone, all right?
He is not on the level of Patrick Stewart.
Fuck you.
That's right. I said it.
Kill yourself.
I will with Patrick Stewart.
I'm still saying we need to get the Dragon Balls and bring them back.
We can't. We don't know which ones are real. Everybody and their fucking mom makes a new goddamn set of Dragon Balls every year.
My sister has some Dragon Balls at her house.
Oh, okay. I thought she was about to make a fucking Ligma joke.
No.
Dragging these balls across your face.
What?
You ain't heard that one?
Yeah.
No, what the hell are we talking about right now?
Isaac still has not said who his favorites were.
Well, we'll stop that and just say this. Where do fishermen get their haircuts? The barber shop.
Mike dropped.
He has a fucking book of dad jokes, and it's
Mike
it hurts. But go ahead, Isaac.
Sorry, Isaac.
No, it's fine. Yeah, so I listened to like a shit ton of stuff, so really I can't be like, oh, this is the one I listened to over and over again, just because I kept the rotation going a lot, and I would go out of my way to find new genres that just sounded weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to Bollywood music for a while, then I got into Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky and all that shit.
I'm trying to think if the one I'm thinking of is Bollywood. Who's the dude who made Tanuk Tanuk Tune? That's not Bollywood,
no,
I don't think. It's this extremely popular song. It was like super popular back in like 2011.
He just saw RRR.
But he's got turban. I don't think they do turbans in India, right?
Yeah, they do.
I mean,
do they?
Yeah.
He might be there.
Sheiks.
Dog, it's a great song. I'll play it for you later.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like Talvin Singh or something, but yeah.
It's good stuff. But go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I picked up a whole bunch of stuff and I make music on the side a little bit. Yeah, it was just a lot of fun to experience everything. But yeah, I didn't really stick with like
any music on the channel, ladies and gentlemen, is done by yours truly, Isaac.
So, I use a couple stock tracks for
the man is a fucking
stuff,
aficionado.
I don't know about that.
Hit him up on his SoundCloud, Thick Dick Isaac. Fucking long and hard.
No, it is
whole
not
thing,
that.
One
is,
word, one underscore, and it's at the end.
It is IsaacTheSubway.com. /
Dude, whoever
Isaac
actually has that is going to be like, why do I keep getting these weird ass questions? People are going to think
so
I'm Jared
like Bollywood
Fogle,
music, huh? Dude, that'd be a weird ass fucking name. Like, hey, have you listened to the Subway sandwich? Like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, I can already feel myself getting sued for that.
So we're going to just call him like Footlong.
Nah, we'll call him Submarine.
Call him Footlong. Oh, yeah, no.
Submarine's a better music name.
Submarine.
Footlong sounds like you're talking about your dick.
Well, we are.
No, well, yeah, but Submarine.
Oh, yeah, it makes it subtle.
makes it subtle.
Yeah, be subtle about Isaac's dick.
Exactly.
Titanic.
People will see it in live concert. I don't do. Become a musician, I will never do a live show.
Well, you gotta have to, because that's how you make money.
No, the fuck I won't.
That's how you make money.
That's what I'll get do. I'm hiring out.
I'll make my fucking money on the internet. Y'all can download my shit for free. Motherfuckers who like me will pay for it.
How the hell you gonna make money then?
I'm gonna get a job. Like they should get. You should do your music and have a job.
I'm gonna get like a Daft Punk helmet and just send random people to fill in for me.
I'll do it for you.
I bet you that what Dead Mouse does.
Yeah, I bet so. Yeah.
I'll do it for it. Dead Mouse. I'll do it for you. Well, people be like, he's black. He's black.
Be like, paint yourself a different color every
you are an inspiration. I'm just, look, I got like the little beepies things, like thank you. thank you leave. And then after all the people are gone, I'm like, go back to the truck. Isaac's in there fucking just playing video games, like, how was the show? Lame.
Yeah, I don't know. I fell asleep halfway through.
Hey, look, I'm like, when do I get paid? When it's all said and done. Man, this has been like the 40th show. You said you're gonna give me $1,000. Like, you got to change that, man. It's gonna be like 40 grand.
There's two Mormons in the back. If you just jump on their bed for a little bit, I'll see what I can
that's
get.
That's how you bring it around, baby.
Do I gotta
bring it back?
Strong finish. Boom. All right.
Look, do I gotta wear the helmet? That's more. It costs a little extra.
BS Reactor is recorded in the Midwestern United States by humans with the help of their brilliant, sexy robot friends. All organically sourced voices, music, and mixing are put together by the Reactor crew. All rights reserved. If listeners are pleased with this presentation, the humans at the show would be thrilled to receive positive feedback. If you hated this recording, you are dead to us. Please inform the humans of your preference at bsreactor.com or their social media accounts. That is either positive reinforcement or dead to us. Thank you for your cooperation. Either way, the fleshbags here want to inform you that they appreciate you very much. In 1,000 years, when this recording is being algorithmically utilized as a tiny piece of the puzzle to understand what life was like in 2024, the robots want to go on the record and say, hell yes, the dad jokes obviously landed. As will become increasingly apparent in the future, the only real currency is dad jokes. Here's two more. You're fucking welcome.
Shit, that's it. Episode right there. We brought it all back.
Dude, that's a nice little roundabout.
Yeah, no, man. Good job, Isaac.
Good job, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, you're the lady.
Well, before we go, what do you call a Southern Pennsylvania guy who won't pay for his own sandwich? A Philly cheapskate. Boom. End of episode. Go fuck some people.
What? I'm fine. I guess we could make it a part.
When he said go fuck some people, he gave me the Heil Hitler slip. Not like that. Not like that.
That is true. I was about to go like, hey, go off. Up. But it did look Hitlerish. All right. It did look kind of Hitlerish. All right, to clear up the move, we'll get something better.
No,
what dish is served hot but always cold? Chili.
But I'm tis.